Next, David talks about the range of illnesses he has had to deal with.
Oh, it's been one thing after another. First of all, I had visual impairment, and then I said I had migraine headaches. I had diverticulitis. I had a duodenal ulcer. I had hemorrhagic colitis. I had severe gout. Oh, I tell you, gout people, they make jokes about it. Gout is one strange disease. The way I discovered I had it, I was walking down the sidewalk. All of a sudden, it felt like somebody stabbed my shin with a knife. Extremely sharp and very painful and very sudden. And I had to sit down on the pavement. This is on Fifth Avenue in New York City. I had to sit down on the pavement in the middle of the pedestrian traffic because the pain was so severe and sudden. It's like lightning. It's just shoosh, like that. So gout was one of the ailments I had, but that's the way it announced itself, a sudden stab. I had so many illnesses, I've forgotten them. I had allergies. I was in the hospital several times when I was young with poison ivy. I remember I did the Course in Miracles, and all of a sudden there was like the revelation that I was no longer subject to various things. It was a knowingness that came to me. So I went out in the back where I knew there was poison ivy, and I picked it. I picked poison ivy and played with it, and I planted it in a little pot. So I had a little pot of poison ivy growing, and everybody thought I'd gone mad. I said, look, here's poison ivy. I can play with it, and I don't even get anything. Then when they fumigated an office, the fumigation fumes would give me a migraine headache. I went and I visited a neighbor, and I opened the door, and she said the fumigator was just here. And I breathed in all the fumigation air, and it didn't give me a headache at all. And I realized, no, I'm immune to all these things that I thought I had. No diverticulitis, no migraine headache, nothing. So once you discover that, you realize the capacity for healing this. Now when something comes up, for one thing, you don't feel in a panic that you got to get rid of it. In a way, you're sort of tolerating what you know you can get rid of when you get around to it.